Yeah. Hey, it's Dean Graziosi, and I'm a guest today on The Inspiring Show with Paul and Jennifer.
Welcome to The Inspiring Show with Paul and Jennifer Hensel, featuring inspiring interviews with thought leaders, storytellers, entrepreneurs, influencers, and legacy builders just like you. Learn from experts about finding your voice, mastering your mindset, and creating movements with your message. Tap into timeless wisdom and today's top strategies for transcending to new levels of success, happiness, and joy.
Welcome, everyone, to The Inspiring Show. My name is Jennifer Hensel.
And I'm Paul Hensel.
We're thrilled that you're here listening today. And do we ever have a guest for you today?
Do we ever? The one and only Dean Graziosi. Dean Graziosi is well known as being a leading success coach, business owner, entrepreneur, real estate expert, author, and speaker. Based in Scottsdale, Arizona, Dean has written multiple New York Times best-selling books. He has touched the lives of millions of people around the world with his powerful messages, remarkable education, and with his social media profiles reaching millions of people weekly. Dean is uniquely qualified to educate others about how success is truly derived and how to go from where you are and get to where you want to go.
He is such an amazing man. He's helped us so much over the last year, and we want to introduce you to him so that you can have the same tools and resources and strategies that we've been able to get out of working with him and being members and affiliates of his program. Here we go.
In so many podcasts and interviews, people tell their story, and I love telling my story, but yeah. I guess the best thing I would share for everybody listening is just this. I'm blessed that I've been able to take 13 companies and be really successful and a multiple New York Times bestselling author. And I get to speak on stages with 10, 15,000 people and run masterminds and partner with great people. All that looks amazing. But I want everybody listening or watching to know this. I know what it's like to fail miserably. I had nothing growing up. I didn't go to college. I had dyslexia. I lived in a trailer park. I got made fun of. I had pure envy of other people getting ahead. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I've been broke. My family got evicted from the trailer park we lived in. I've been broke in my 20s. I was broke in my 30s. And the reason I share that is because I just know what it's like to feel that desire for more. Doesn't mean you're listening and you're got to be flat on your back broke. But if you're in a certain career and it's time to transition, or it's time to make more of an impact on the world, or it's time that you've like leaned into your full potential, but you're scared and you don't know where to start, or you don't know how to take it to the next level, or you failed before, or people don't have faith in you, or you got that inner voice that tells you you're not smart enough, you're an imposter. Like all of that, I just wanted to let you know I felt all of it. I could tell you my whole story, but rather I'd want you to know that whatever emotion you're feeling, I promise you I've been there. I've hoped to make 50 grand a year someday, and I did. I hoped to make 100 grand a year, and I did. I hope I made 100 grand a quarter, then I got to 100 grand a month, and 100 grand a week, and 100 grand a day, and 100 grand before lunch. So I've been on all of those levels and failed miserably in between and felt like an imposter, felt like everybody was right, that I shouldn't have been an entrepreneur. And here's the thing. I believe wherever you are in life, you have to pay your tax, your success tax. You have to overcome that negative voice. You have to overcome the naysayers. You have to overcome your past failures. You have to forgive yourself. You have to let it go and know that wherever you are, there's another level. And the reason I shared my story that way, rather than telling the particulars, where I went to school, where I grew up, is because mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, wherever you are, I feel you. And I've been there. And today, if I'm going to take the time to do this interview, I'm going to deliver as much value as I can in the time we have together to make you realize that no matter where you are in that transition, there's another level waiting for you. And there's no reason in hell you shouldn't go for it. Don't accept complacency. There's more waiting for you. And interviews like this can hopefully unlock little pieces of it each time.
That's amazing. And that's I know awesome. You've created the best tool, the best online program to help people do the same and to help people break out. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So, self-education, right? What does that mean? Self-education, your people know it more than most. It's really just learning from people who've already done it rather than learning from a teacher who's teaching it. And I'm not knocking teachers in any way. I had some great teachers. I had some not so great teachers, right? But when I was growing up, and I decided not to go to college, no one ever said to me, there's this third road. It was like, either go to college and life will be wonderful, or go work in a factory. Like, there wasn't this third road, and that's okay. But that's why Tony Robbins and I have worked so hard, because the middle road that nobody talked about then was self-education. Get a mentor, read books, get in a workshop, go to a mastermind, go to a live event, go to a meetup group. You know, work for somebody for free for 6 months, gain knowledge from somebody who's doing it. And the world is now shifting, saying traditional education, I'm not going back to that. It's not working. I don't want to learn through my own trial and error, because that's kind of silly. I want to learn from a professional doer who's willing to extract what they know and teach it with me. And that's where the world's going. That's why the knowledge industry is heading towards $1 billion a day. It's an exploding industry. You guys are in this world. You see it. You get to feel it. You get to breathe it. Tony Robbins and I just wanted to get to, you know, we've been friends for over a decade. We wanted to create a gold standard process. So everyone with a skill, everyone with an experience, we all have experiences. If you had an experience where you went through a lull and came out high, there's people that don't want to go through the lull, and they'd cut you a check to teach them how to avoid the pitfall. If you have a skill, a hobby, you've been in a job for 5 years, there's people starting at day one right now on a job. You got five. You could condense those 5 years into a weekend Zoom call. They're willing to pay you for that. So what we want to do is kind of level up the game and create a gold standard, like I said, a gold standard process, a blueprint, where people could enter the knowledge industry by sharing what they know with people who want it, get paid to do it, impact their lives, and go do it again.
Yes.
And I just want to add, you said gold standard, and it is a gold standard. You guys ticked every single box. So like, there is no question to me that's left unanswered. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been in it for 60 years between the two of us. If we didn't create something that great, then we have been wasting our time for all these years, you know? Yeah. And it's like, if you really think about it, what do we need in life for everything to be successful, right? I believe we need three pieces. And that's what we did with the course. And I think that's why I don't know if you guys are a part of the family. So, you know, we're in 150 countries. We just identified 4,300 niches people are starting their training in. It's unbelievable. We're 25,000 people strong, 125,000 comments a month in the Facebook group. It's, you're in there. It's unbelievable. Like every day it's going on. It's incredible. But I think everybody asks me, how come you have such a high graduation rate? Why are so many people having success? Again, we've been in it for a really long time. We know where we've failed in the past. Maybe you give too much information, but not enough motivation. Or maybe you give too much motivation, not enough tactics. And then if you give the motivation and the tactics and you don't give people a place to implement, they got the energy and the idea, but then they don't know what to do, right? Yeah. And I think how KBB came together so well is because we started with a mindset. I mean, and who better than Tony Robbins? I mean, let's just be honest. Is there anybody better in the world that could get you to like want to chew through, you know, through a brick wall, right? Mm-hmm. So when Tony anchors your mindset that becomes unstoppable, then we give you the tactics on how to really do it. And you guys are in it. You see it. It's not like kinda or 30,000 foot. I start up high and we go down to the exact tactical piece you need to do. And we teach people to confidently understand who they are, what they're good at. And then identify people that want that and how to serve them and how to market to them and what marketing strategies and how to use Instagram instead of Instagram and Facebook using you and then how to run it. So I think we do the mindset, then we give the tactics, and then we spent $1 million on a software to implement what you learned. Yeah. So I think it's that magical three, like, I'm excited. Oh, here's how you do it. Oh, let me go do it. And that simple little analogy is the reason this thing has become a movement.
It's so amazing. And you guys have been so generous with it. We were so shocked to see that you gave the tools that you and Tony use in your own masterminds that we can turn around and use in our masterminds. And that's so valuable in that implementation part.
Yeah. I appreciate you saying that too, because most people see that. And sometimes people are like, yeah, just those tools. I'm like, whoa, those tools are ones we discovered from other people. Ones we use in our own workshop, ones we use to like have breakthroughs in our own lives. Like that's the foundation for people who think they can't teach. And all of a sudden when they get that part, they're like, oh, I could do this. I could share what I know, because we give you listen, for any of you thinking I'm not an expert, you're wrong. Because again, sometimes your chaos that you went through is what someone else wants to learn from you, so they don't have to go through that pain, right? Sometimes it's the skill that you learn that you have unconscious competence about it. You don't even realize you're good at it. But if you weren't in a room, your three friends would say, oh, she's good at that. Like, those are the things people are realizing. Go to school for 4 years and then hope to figure it out, or do I just spend a weekend with this person who's already doing it? Mm-hmm. And again, with over 4,000 niches, 150 countries, like, it's honestly, it's truly bigger than we even thought it was going to be. We knew it was time, but we really didn't know how time it was. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's this wave of self-education, and we're just out in front of it, helping change the world with it.
The program is so amazing. It's helped so many people's lives. In the group, you can see testimonials popping up every day, every hour.
Yeah,
people, it's crazy.
Just learning it, using it, and actually people completing this program is the highest, not only the highest conversion. We were on the affiliate team as well, which was such a thrill to see behind the scenes that your guys' integrity with putting this together and your heart of wanting to help people is so pure and so authentic.
Yeah, you know, we really didn't make it about the money. Because here's the thing, the byproduct of value creation, the byproduct of serving and helping other people, the byproduct, truthfully, is always revenue. It's always success. It's always income, at least in my experience. So instead of Tony and I, and if you know anything about Tony, it wasn't like, hey, do this and get rich. It was like, do this and impact the world. The byproduct is you'll have massive success. And it was the same on the affiliate side. It's like, we didn't say, hey, help us spread our mission and make money. It was like, help us spread our mission for a really good cause. The byproduct is, I bet financially things will go great, but let's not even talk about that. And I think that's why, you know, last year when we went live, we had over 200,000 people show up. It was the biggest launch and online training in the history of the internet. And it was because people got behind it with their hearts. They didn't just get behind it looking for a paycheck.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to have a viewing party.
Awesome.
The Inspiring Show group. And also we want to, you know, let everybody know how they can find out more about this amazing program you guys created. So we have a link, kbbcanada.com.
I love that link. I love it. Now, listen, I want everybody to hear this. If you liked anything we talked about today, if you're intrigued about another level, if you're intrigued about, you know, taking what you do and amplifying it, or just switching from what you do to something different. If there's anything I said today that sparked your interest even a little, I would say go to kbbcanada.com and reserve your spot. This is one of those rare trainings. It legitimately is once a year. We're only doing this once a year. We did it a year ago. We're doing it now. We won't be back for a year. Last year, they, you know, the rumor was we broke the internet, but we really did. It was like 200,000 people. It was crazy. And FOMO stinks. We had thousands and thousands of emails the next 2 days saying, when are you going live again? It's like, not for a year. So if you're ready for another level, you want to learn from two people who have been in it for 60 plus years combined, go to KBB Canada, reserve, register for your spot. But then there's one more important thing you got to do. You got to do whatever it takes to show up. Because a lot of times you say, oh, I need that. And then you move on. It's like, register today, then put it in your phone, set the alarm. February 27th, we're going to make history again. And we'd love to have you there with us.
Yes. Thank you so much. Now we just have some questions for you, Dean,
so
our audience can get to know you a little bit.
But before that, I want to say also that, like, the support that KBB has behind the scenes, like, anybody has a question, like, it's unbelievable. It's amazing the support you offer, but you make it about the person. Like, everybody's good at something. So you're giving them everything they need to be good at what they already are and then make money from it.
Yeah, I mean, but let's just be honest, Paul. Is there anything in the history of the world that could be more fulfilling in your life than impacting others and getting paid to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean,
and doing what you love.
Yeah, and doing what you love. Like, it doesn't even seem real that I get to do this every day. I got to pinch myself. It's like, but the world has changed. It's not just the Tony Robbins and the Dean Graziosis anymore. It's everybody who's willing to share what they know. And that's why this is the perfect time. All right, what? Give me some questions.
Okay,
so we call this the speed round. So it's five quick questions and you give a quick answer.
Okay.
So the first one, now what does Dean Graziosi do for fun?
Truthfully, I hang out with my kids.
Awesome.
So this weekend I played bump out. Do you know what bump out is? Basketball, where, you know, you play with like five people and you shoot from the foul line. If you miss, it's like this fun thing. So I probably played 100 rounds of bump out this weekend. We played BS, we played Uno, we all cooked together. Now, I really enjoy spending time with my kids. They're 13 and 11. I know they're not going to be around forever. You know, meaning they're going to go off and do their own lives, and it's going really fast. So I really get enjoyment. And I love spending time with my wife. I love a good dinner, good glass of wine, and a great meal. I'm really simple. I'm way more simple than anybody would think. I don't do a lot of things. And here's the truth. And this would be a wish I'd give everybody listening. I freaking love what I do. Mm-hmm. Like I do. I don't need to escape. I don't have to escape to watch a sports game. And there's nothing wrong with sports, but I know a lot of my friends escape to watch sports just so they can be in a different place. Like, no, I love what I do. So I'm either working or with my family, and there's not much in between.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
So Dean, what's your favorite quote?
The definition of success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Winston Churchill.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. Who has inspired you the most?
You know, great question. And the truth is probably Tony Robbins, my partner and dear friend, but he inspired me 25 years ago to make a really big shift in my life. And I'm forever grateful for him. It's again, he's become one of my dearest friends. We talk 3 days a week, but him. But in overall, I'd say my grandmother. She inspired me at a young age to just to not listen to anybody else, to have no limits, and that I could do anything I wanted in life.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
That's great. So the next question, what's your favorite book? Now you have five to choose from. Bestsellers, don't you?
Yeah. My favorite book outside of my own, or my favorite, my book?
Well, tell us about your most recent book.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Underdog Advantage is my newest one. And my newest ones are always my favorite. I love Millionaire Success Habits. Ended up, you know, we're heading towards a million copies of that book. So it's a great seller and impacted so many lives. But The Underdog Advantage is just simple. It just shows people how to use what they think is their anchor, how to use it as the wind behind their sail. So it gives a lot of examples of being an underdog is actually the advantage that made most people successful. They just need to know how to shift it a little. So I love that book.
That's great.
Cool. And the last question, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but you can have a few more minutes to talk about it. What is a really good tool or resource you would recommend? So, I mean.
Yeah. So one, I would say, if you're not a crazy reader, I wasn't when I was young, listen to a book at least once a month. Just find a way, listen to a book in a car, listen to it when you work out, take a walk, like, there's so many treasures in books. Find, if you want to be a better parent, make more money, make more impact, be a better influencer, the treasures are there. You just got to unlock them. Listening to books has transformed my life in a huge way. And then, of course, I'm going to say KBB. It shows you in so many different ways on how to unlock your full potential. I mean, the best way to put it is I'm watching the 25,000 people in the groups. I'm watching their potential unlocked. And every day we get to experience this wave of people saying finally, and it's been a blessing. So that's why I'd say go to kbbcanada.com and make sure that you reserve your spot and show up.
And you guys don't just sell a program and then walk away. You're in there all the time.
Yeah.
With videos encouraging people.
I go live every single Monday. That wasn't even something we said was part of the program. I started it and I saw how the KBB family went nuts over it every Monday. Yeah. So we just made it a part of what we do. We created a culture of progress. And I think that Facebook group is really inspiring people to go finally finish, be the first course they ever finished, to follow through for the first time, to overcome the places where they're uncomfortable. When they have questions, they ask, they get answered. Like, it's really, you know, it looks like we planned all of this perfectly. We just got all these years and we thought all this would work. And we're really fortunate that it is on such a big level.
So when people go to kbbcanada.com, they're going to sign up and register for, when is the live? What's the date?
Yeah, the live is February 27th is when we're live. So we'll be live February 27th. And again, it's a one-time gig. Probably be two and a half hours long. I got my friend Russell Brunson coming by as a guest. My other dear friend Jenna Kutcher coming by as a guest. Yeah. We're gonna unlock the mystery of how you can jump into the knowledge industry and how you can access the blueprint to get you there faster.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dean. You're such an inspiration to us.
And your energy is contagious.
Yes. Well, good. Well, I appreciate you both, you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the support. Can't wait to, you know, after the live, we'll connect and I'll get to see you guys in Vegas.
Yes. Hopefully.
All right, guys.
Bye. See ya. Take care, Dean. See ya.
Wow, what an amazing interview with Dean Graziosi.
We've been in his group trainings for over a year now, and he just shows up week after week after week, and sometimes even more than once a week. And us being on the partner team for the last year, we have seen behind the scenes, and these guys have so much integrity. They truly want to help people. And so join us at kbbcanada.com, and then join us for the live launch party, the viewing party that we're going to be doing in the Inspiring Show group. And we hope to see you there.
And remember, you have a story, and your story matters.
Bye for now.